Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only six numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these six numbers, 785-833.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Let's go!
Welcome to Tuesday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Let's go around the room and check in with everybody first. He likes to go on dad rants, and hopefully he'll be getting a hair transplant. It's Eddie!
Guys, last Friday, I didn't tell you guys, it was a huge day at my house. We had a party, a big birthday party for 10 kids.
Not 10 birthdays at once.
Whoa, but that's a lot of
one
birthdays.
Kid.
10 birthday parties.
Friends. Wait, what?
Oh. It was huge. My butterflies were born.
Oh,
dude, remember I told you I ordered caterpillars?
Oh, clickbait Ray for sure. Right
what are you talking
there?
About? No, 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 no.
Go ahead.
There were 10 births in my house on Friday.
I think that's cool. But you
no, you celebrated 10 births. You didn't have birthday parties.
Well, whatever. I mean, they're individuals, so I like to celebrate them all individually.
Okay.
Dude, it was pretty amazing. So I've had them for, what, 2 weeks? And, like, I get home on Friday, and my wife goes, I think one of the butterflies hatched. I look over. There's a butterfly in the net. This is crazy. And the other 9 were in the cocoon still. And as
that is cool. Like, science is cool. Dude, nature's cool.
As I got my phone, the 9th one was coming out of the cocoon.
Like,
I'm like,
life.
And,
awesome.
And they just one after another. Boom, born, 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 born. And before you knew it, all the butterflies were out. It was the most beautiful thing I'd ever seen in my life. Here's the problem.
Oh, I was going to cry.
We just celebrated their birthdays, and in 10 days, we're going to celebrate their funeral. Celebration of life.
Why are they going to die?
Because they only live for 15 days.
Yeah.
You don't just let them go?
We can, and I'm going to do that, kind of like live like you were dying. Like, you got 10 days,
Why would
guys.
You not already put them out?
Because I want to just observe them a little bit.
What if they did that with us?
Well.
So like, butterflies only live, like, 10 days?
Every butterfly?
15 days, that's it.
Okay, I got a question.
It's all relative. A tortoise would say that about us.
So you got, when you got them, they were caterpillars.
Years. Correct.
And they turned into cocoons, and then.
Now they're butterflies.
I may do it.
Dude, you have to do it.
It sounds
awesome.
Lame, but it's awesome.
I may do it just for my kids, not for me. I don't care.
Yeah, of course.
No. You'll be the one staring at them.
But think about a tortoise. If they had they were doing their tortoise in the morning show. And they'd be like, can you believe those humans only live 80 years?
How long do tortoises
live? Hundreds. Forever. Hundreds.
Oh. And they're like, hundreds. All of a sudden, we grew a human, or one was born, and 80 years later, he's dead. That sucks. It's all relative.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Those tortoises, though, they only eat vegetables. So maybe that's the secret to long life.
But we have a totally different body.
They eat vegetables?
No,
they just
tortoise.
Eat grass out in the wild.
That's a vegetable.
You can't just put that in a salad, fools.
But that's it. But
okay.
All right.
Anyway.
Moving on. Eddie, congrats on your new babies.
Thank you. Any presents? All welcome.
Yeah, you having a shower?
Yes.
Did you name them all?
No, because I couldn't tell who's who. Yeah.
Okay.
Let's move on to Lunchbox. He tried to donate his Altima to a driving school, but even they thought making people drive it would be cruel. It's Lunchbox.
Eddie, I just want to know, you're a lifeguard, right? How many saves do you have?
I have 3 saves under my belt. Lunchbox.
Well, I would like to say that I have now passed Eddie in saves. I saved 6 lives on Sunday.
Wow.
Butterflies?
Boom. That's what I'm talking about. No, they were having a blood drive. And I went, And I am O positive blood, guys. And so that is like, it can go to anybody. Mm-hmm. It is like highly sought after. So they said, do you want to do Power Reds? I said, I don't even know what that means. They said, instead of saving three lives, you will save six lives today if you do Power Reds. I said, hook me up, do Power Reds. And they put me on that machine for 45 minutes. I saved six lives. So now I have six saves. I am the new leader in the clubhouse on this show.
First of all, I'd say that's awesome. Good for you.
Yeah.
Good job,
because
dude.
Because going Power Red, that's next level.
Yep.
However,
because there was people coming in, they'd give blood. They were in and out 15 minutes. And I was still sitting there.
You're Power Red.
That's right.
They were like Weaky Pink, you know?
Did you turn Power White after all this?
No. Okay. They said...
Did they give you Power Chick-fil-A? Because that's usually what I would get after I donate blood.
They had Power, like, little bars and some apple juice, orange juice, bars, crackers, and some Cheez-Its.
That's what I like to say, though. It's awesome. I don't take away from that. But that doesn't count the same because you didn't actually weren't there to physically save the actual person. Because I could say that all of you guys have saved many lives by donating to St. Jude.
Well, then I would be way ahead still.
Okay, but I don't even want to take anything away from it.
I am just saying they
Eddie's
said...
he's still the leader in the clubhouse of of actual human saves.
Right. No. They said this would save kids, cancer patients.
Amy, go ahead.
Well, so does Lunchbox have to disclose when he's donating blood that he's had tuberculosis?
Oh.
No, it doesn't ask that.
Maybe you should tell them that, though.
Do you?
I just thought that was a thing. I don't know. Let's look it up.
No, I filled out the questionnaire and asked
what if he took lives? They get that blood and all of a sudden they die.
Sorry, dude, you're in the negatives now.
Oh, no. No, seriously, great job. I think it's great. Giving blood is an important thing that sometimes isn't made as important as it should be because you don't actually see the people you're giving it to. Because sometimes that person doesn't, it's not even there yet.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And whoever works at the Red Cross, I just want to tell you, you guys are good at your job because you call every single day, nonstop.
Oh, and good at your job, you mean?
Harassment.
Yeah. Harassment.
Okay. It looks like as long as your TB's not active, you can.
I think it is with him. Okay. Let's move on. She's always coming up with crazy theories, and every once in a while, you know, maybe she doesn't speak so clearly. It's Amy.
So I'm really proud of my daughter because we got an email from her teacher.
Oh, Diamond? Diamond?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because that's what she goes by at school. And so I'm just going to read exactly what the teacher sent. And I feel like this is every parent's dream.
And do they refer to her as
Yeah, I'll read it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It was to me and then her dad. I want to let you know how proud I am of Diamond's most recent research paper. She's a very talented writer, and I was so impressed with both the organization and creative writing that she produced. It was phenomenal. She tells me she enjoys writing and that she has a talent. She truly does, and I wanted you to know that this is a skill that can take her far.
That's awesome for Diamond.
That's
I love
so
it.
Cool.
And the fact that they just call her Diamond without going, your daughter Diamond, parentheses, you know, Stashira.
Yeah, because...
No. It's not her name, man. Mm-hmm.
Or they don't say, your daughter Diamond, ha ha ha.
No.
Any of that. First of all, awesome for her.
Mm-hmm.
Is she passionate about writing or does she just happen to be good at it?
I think she's good at it, but yeah, she enjoys the process. Which
that's
is,
cool.
I mean, she's only known English for 6 years.
That's crazy.
So that's cool. And I think as she matures, she's almost 17, she can get pretty creative.
It's cool
she's
that she's
clever.
Found something that not only does she like, but she's good at, which will then affect her in a way of wanting to get better at it. Like, that's the key is to find, if it's a hobby, if it's a passion for work, if you love something, you will work harder at it just naturally. And if you work harder at something, you get better at it. And then when you get better at it, you tend to reap the rewards of somebody being good at something. That's really cool. I'm excited for her there.
Me too.
Old Diamond.
Mm-hmm. That's a cool letter to get.
Old Dimebag is what I call her.
Oh.
At home.
No, I don't call her that.
I don't call her that? Dimebag?
I guess. I don't know.
All right, Ray, do me.
From Mount Pine, Arkansas, his hair keeps getting longer. I wonder if he's like Samson and he keeps getting stronger.
Yes.
Bobby Bones.
Ooh. Nice Bible reference, buddy.
Who?
Samson.
Samson.
When he cut his hair, lost his strength. Need to go to church for your lottery, dude.
I do.
So you learn this stuff.
And learn that.
So here's the deal. My sleep study is completed. I get my results today.
Oh, come on.
I have a Zoom right after the show with my doctor in my office, and I learn what's wrong with me. I went and slept in a
room. What's wrong with him?
What's wrong with me? Yes.
Yeah, okay.
I went and slept in a room, and they did all these tests on me, and you can see it on my Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones, but today is the day where I finally get the results as to what's wrong. And I hope to God something is. Because when I got my stomach checked and they did the tubes up the butt, the
colonoscopy
and endoscopy, they were like, looks good. Everything's, and I'm glad it looked good, but a little of me was disappointed because there was nothing to fix. Turns out it was stress, basically, that kind of thing. Anxiety, which hurts your digestion, obviously. But I learned today. I'll let you guys know tomorrow what's up. I'm excited to hopefully hear something, even if I have to sleep with a machine. Because I don't get good sleep, and it eventually affects my health. So,
but you're going to tell us, right? The results?
It depends.
Okay.
I think I will. If they give me like a month to live, I'm probably just going to live it out here.
No, you have to tell us. No,
I'll tell you the day right before.
Would you tell Caitlin?
2 days before.
You don't want her to worry.
I don't want her to be sad.
Oh, that's nice of you.
Yeah. So I'll find out today what's up. Let's open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby. I've been seeing this girl for about a month. It feels like it's going well. A friend who clearly has my back has turned me on to something that might show that it's all an illusion, what I'm feeling. It seems that Michelle has a couple of secondary social media accounts where she's using the name Mary, Denise, and Candy.
What the?
It's possible one of these is a scammer who just stole her pictures, but all three? Part of me just wants to move along, but another part wants to play the game and create a couple fake accounts of my own to see what happens. Do I bail on this chick or just play into it and see what happens? What could go wrong? Sign, catfish, ? Kurt? Okay, catfish Kirk, I'm going to make this real easy for you. First of all, if she's hot, somebody's stolen all the pictures and made a profile, because the best way to trick me is to, or Lunchbox or Eddie or Ray or any dude that's just like, duh, not now, we're married, but any dude is to just be a hot girl who messages a dude. So,
thanks for clarifying that.
Yeah, I don't mean now. I'm saying just general dudes. Doesn't matter who it is. So if she's attractive, I could see that somebody just stole her pictures.
Okay.
Secondly, you just ask her. This is one of those you don't need any sort of game. You don't need to tiptoe into the water. You're like, hey, there are three accounts of who? Did someone? You don't even have to be like, are you tricking people? Be like, hey, are these your identity? Somebody stealing your identity? Somebody stealing your pictures to catfish? And then just look at a reaction. Because probably her name is whatever, Michelle, and these are just three stolen accounts. That's
the
probably
candy
what
one's
it is.
The weird one, though, man.
But why would you ever create an account and have the name of Candy as a created account, unless you're like from another country and you watch 80s movies in another country, because that's current to you now, and that's the name Candy you're using.
I also don't understand his plan of like him creating fake accounts
to talk with them.
I get, but I mean, why waste your time?
It'd be
kind
of fun.
If you ask her, straight up ask her, you give her another chance to lie even more. Like, I did get hacked. Wow, that's crazy. And then she's still lying to you, and you'll never know the truth.
I just don't think it's something to lie about.
So what are you going to do? You're going to email her on the other accounts and then meet up with her for dinner and be like, busted you? that seems like a long, drawn-out process.
Start sending her money.
Exactly.
And just say, hey, one of my friends said that he saw these other accounts of yours that aren't you. They're using your picture. You'll be able to see by her reaction, especially if you're with her. Don't tell her on the phone or don't tell her through a text. Look at her reaction, and you'll be able to tell if she knows. I'm 95% sure someone just stole her pictures. It's so common. Do you know how many fake accounts are on me? And I'm not
with different names?
Hey, but I'm not even good. Yeah, Bobby 111063. Bobby 111069. I'm not even good looking. So I would think this is somebody using. Now, if not, then great, break up with her. But I wouldn't do all. Unless you're like doing a TikTok series, like trying to catch her in, because that would be fun.
That would be fun. I'd watch that.
Yeah, me too. But this is, she's probably not these people. But it would be fun if she was, and you updated us, and you were like, "Yeah, no Candy." If you heard she had a OnlyFans that was secret from you, that would be different.
Very, very different.
Or on a dating app.
Yeah,
I think you're good, buddy. I would just hit her with it and be like, "Hey, what do you think?" But that's all. Let us know though if it's not her, because if she's with Candy, that's hilarious.
Oh man.
Because if you had to pick a new name, would you pick Candy?
That was almost my name.
Yeah, but you were born in the 80s.
Yeah, there was a girl in first grade.
You're
going to
be Candy?
Well, technically Candace, but my dad wanted to call me Candy.
Candace is a cool name, but you just don't go by Candy, I don't think. All right, thank you. Close the mailbag.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
I'm going to play a voicemail that we got over the weekend. Here you go.
Hey, Bobby, I just wanted to let you know you're going to want to check your stocks. The NVIDIA stock is way up as of today. I don't know about tomorrow morning, but it was up over like $100 a share. And I'm also the one that tried to tell Lunchbox to get in there earlier, and he waited, so you guys could have had even more money. Bye.
Lunchbox is booting up his phone now, which I've never seen someone boot their phone up so many times.
And I don't know why people take credit for NVIDIA. I am the one that brought NVIDIA to this show. No
one didn't even know what it was. I don't know who did, but I'm saying...
Ray.
Oh, Ray's the one who brought it.
No, he's not.
Okay, it doesn't matter.
Ray brought Ravinix. I don't even know what he brought.
Just take a look, and if we can get to it in time.
Whoa!
Come on, baby. Whoa! Come on.
Really? Ray brought us RVNC.
Okay, we don't care about Ray right okay? now. Tell us what happened here.
NVIDIA.
Because how'd you know about NVIDIA?
I was literally just on the app, and it was on one of the top ones of going up. The arrow was pointed up.
This guy said he told us. But anyway, go ahead.
That's what I'm saying. He made it up.
I think.
Maybe he did. Maybe he told us. We forgot.
Go ahead.
Oh, my God. It is at $797.
I don't care about what it's
that's
at.
That's what we have.
No, I'm telling you, we don't.
What do you mean we don't have that? We have it.
No, ours is not $797.
Yeah, you want to know our total return?
Yeah.
It is up 74% since we bought it.
To give us total return. How much do we have? How much do we actually own money-wise?
$339.
That's good.
That's really good.
Boom!
But Amy's disappointed.
You guys thought I didn't do nothing about
Amy's
stock.
Disappointed because you led with it's up $700.
Boys, cash out. What are we doing?
No,
it's on a rocket ship.
No. Is this
next? Oh no, no, this is how we lose our money.
Guys, sell. Should we buy another stock?
What are we at total money? Versus what we started at.
Let me see. Hold on.
We have to stop.
We are up.
Asking for credit in this. This is a team thing.
Right.
I don't know who said it.
No,
it doesn't matter.
Pull the tape.
And if you just saw it on a list of things when you pulled up the app, again, how much credit is that? But it doesn't matter.
It still takes guts to buy it when it was $400.
We didn't spend $400. We spent like $6.
No, it doesn't matter.
If we're working as a team, we can't be yelling credit.
Okay, let's just see. Where are we with the funds?
So how much do we start with and where are we now?
We're at $999.57.
Wow.
And how much do we start with?
I don't know.
How do we not know after we've done this bit 74 times? Morgan, do you know?
Yeah, I can figure it out.
We're over 1,000. We just went over 1,000.
Wait, it's close.
$1,000.
Mike, do you know? Okay, we put in $720 total. And then where are we at now? 1,000?
Yeah. Oh, then fall back down?
Yeah, we're down to $999.
No! We should have sold in that one instance.
Dang.
We put in that much. I'm still shocked.
I'm saying the three of us,
and we put it in over blocks of time. So we put in like 100 because Lunchbox said, I can invest and make money. All you have to do is listen to your friends.
Yes.
That was his literal theory. And so then we said, okay. And for some reason, later on, we threw more money in.
Yeah, because I saw NVIDIA and I was like, guys,
you have to stop with the NVIDIA.
I saw this stock and we all put in like $100 each to buy one's share.
Which one has lost the most money?
Is it Ray's?
Ray's. It's down 83% since we bought it.
Down 83%? Yeah. Sell!
It is down to $5, and we've lost $27.17.
Right. Well, you know, low risk, low reward. Well, no reward. Well, negative reward.
Oh, man. And they're from Nashville, too.
Oh, man.
Oh, no. I saw a for sale sign go up on their business. I didn't. I'm making that up. Let's play voicemail number 4.
Hey, Bobby. It's just listening to an old podcast from Tuesday, October the 10th of 2023, and it was talking about Lunchbox and getting the power of the stuff and how the information needs to be updated. We haven't heard what's going on with that or if you guys threw it in the dumpster or if you're able to resell it or what's going on. Love your show. Thanks.
Thank you. Another money-making opportunity that Lunchbox presented us was buying this pallet. Is this the week where Lunchbox, before I come to you, I need to ask Scuba.
Yeah, this is great.
Scuba, is this the week where it all ends? Does he have to have it up this week?
Yeah, I think he had to have it up. I think it was Monday. Yeah.
So it was yesterday.
Yesterday, yeah.
No.
I thought it was the end of the month. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, it's end of the month. We're good. My wife and I have been tag teaming this. We've been writing descriptions so it'll be all ready to go up at the same time because we don't want to put one item up and then another item up.
Felt that
you got to have it as a boom.
But how are we distributing it? How are we selling it?
We're gonna do a Facebook auction.
Sounds good. So do you have it figured out on how to do that?
I think I have it figured out.
Can we do it from our page? Morgan, can we do it from our page?
Yeah, we can, but he hasn't talked to me. Well,
that's a problem.
No, but that's what I'm saying. You don't want to go and start telling her stuff until it's ready to go.
Her? Why her?
Because she already complained about... you told me that she would take pictures, so I asked her to take pictures, and then she took pictures. I said, hey, can you send me the pictures? She goes... I'm not going to send you the pictures.
No, I said we're not going to send the pictures back and forth. I have them ready to be uploaded.
Yes, but you had to send me the picture so I know what I'm writing a description for. That was my point.
He just made it so
complicated. Okay, so when is it going up on Facebook auction?
Hopefully by the end of the week or the next week.
No. as you would say, wife and I would say, no.
I don't say that.
It's got to go up by the end of this week because we can't go into March. Because this guy said this was October 10th when we started this bit. And we all invested money in this too. And we're going to sell all the stuff that we bought from this random pallet.
I think
we should do another storage unit. I saw another one on the internet.
Dude, I know. I'm in.
Can we finish this one first?
I know. Please. I'm like,
we can circle back on this and go storage unit.
No, we got to do this. We'll circle back to the storage unit. But as soon as we get this sold, we're going for another storage unit.
Okay.
I saw some dude who won like an ex, it was either NFL or NBA champion.
Oh, no.
They forgot to pay their storage unit, and it was all shoes.
That'd be amazing.
Oh,
it was
awesome.
See,
that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, it gave me the itch in my belly. So let's do the pallet.
We'll get the pallet done, and then we'll move on to ATMs and
storage. Oh, yeah, forget about ATMs.
No, I don't forget about any business.
Yeah, that's a good one. Okay, sir, the pallet should be up. I think everything should be ready to sell by next Monday.
Yeah.
It can be up, hopefully, by Friday, but ready to sell by next Monday.
The shipping is just where I don't know how to charge for shipping because it's going to be astronomical.
Then you overcharge for the product.
Yeah. Well, if it's auction, they bid what they want, but then
it's all auction.
The shipping is where I just don't understand
how to. You should have a meeting with Scuba Steve and Morgan today to figure that out.
Okay.
Because some of the stuff is pretty heavy.
Yeah.
Oh, real heavy.
Yeah, like the rope.
I mean, we got like 1,000 pounds of rope.
Yeah, that's big.
Maybe you cut that up into little things.
It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie. Tell me something good.
Adam Griffin, he was a Marine for 12 years, and he retired from the Marines, but he came back, and he really couldn't get acclimated to life. He felt like there was a void in his life. Well, thank you to a nonprofit called Labs for Liberty. They got him a dog named Apollo. Now, Adam lives in Florida, but this organization's in Utah, so he hopped in the car, and he drove all the way to Utah, met with Apollo, and they said 24 hours later, Apollo was already part of the family.
Those dogs change lives of vets with PTSD so much. On this show, because they are so expensive, they're like 20 grand a piece, we have bought different veterans with PTSD dogs. And the reason they cost so much is they got to go through the training. It's very expensive to get a dog right. And so I say we in this room, how many have we bought? 4 or 5?
No, I feel like it was Pimp and Joy with Canines for Warriors, and there's maybe 6. There's I know there's a Bobby, there's an Amy, a Lunchbox, an Eddie, a Morgan, and maybe a Ray.
Maybe a Ray, and if not, we're sorry, Ray.
Because they named the dogs after us.
Yeah. We didn't name the dogs, they named them.
But I think Bobby, the original Bobby, or maybe it was original me. Either way, that dog was like too yappy, too much.
Oh, that's probably you.
Then it got replaced with a different dog.
For sure, it's you.
This one talks too much.
And I've worked with Purina on a couple campaigns to where I go with these vets who have PTSD. These dogs save their lives from like when they have nightmares. Yeah. The dog will crawl up in the bed and lay on top of them. One, to calm them, but two, to also bring the realization of, hey, you're not there right now. You're actually in this version of the world, your world now. Just life changers. So great. That's awesome to see that they helped him and they exist.
Yeah, it's really, really cool.
Yeah, Amy was the yappy dog, I think.
I don't know.
That would make sense.
Yeah, I don't even know either, but I bet it was Amy the yappy dog. All right, thank you. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about, and if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody, because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7,
U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
What do you have?
7 questions to really get to know someone. I saw them on Instagram.
For what reason? Like a new friend, a date?
Yeah, or to go to a deeper level. Like maybe you've
ask me one.
Known someone for a while. What's something about you that you wish people knew?
I think some do, but I wish everybody knew that my right eye doesn't work because there are times where, for example, I put a video and a picture of me hitting balls at Florida State and someone was like, your head's way out in front of the ball. And I'm like, no, I'm left-handed. I have to use my left eye. So my head has to turn even more to even see the ball. So my right eye doesn't work at all. It's like 5-6% vision. It sees a slight bit of light. So that sometimes people will be on my right side. They're like, hey, come on. And I just don't see them.
They think you're being rude.
They think I'm ignoring them. So that's probably one. Is there one for you? Something you wish people knew?
Oh, that I had ADHD. Mm. I think sometimes.
No, we know. It's pretty quick. We got that pretty quick.
It's obvious.
Yeah, we get that. No, that's
but
good.
I think sometimes I may not remember something because there's a lot happening in my brain, or it seems as though I might not care about what you're saying, and I truly do, but I get easily distracted. I've worked on it, though, but I just wish people knew.
Yeah.
What's the best piece of advice you've ever received?
Oh, that's a good one. Do you have one?
I guess it's top of mind because I mentioned Robin Roberts, but recently she got it from her mom, make your mess your message. And I like that. It's like to the point, quick. I mean, it doesn't even have to be on a stage, but like if you've gone through something difficult or you're facing adversity, something hard, like, yeah, don't wallow in it. Like make it your message. Like what does this make possible? Which is another piece of advice from Donald Miller. Like that's a good question to ask yourself when you're facing something difficult at work or in your personal life. It's not ignoring that it sucks, but it's just like presenting it as a way of like, how can I move forward with this and it be a positive somehow?
I think mine would be, I had a pretty successful person say, I was talking about all my jobs and what I do. I do the radio show, but then I was doing a TV project with this person. He was like, you got to remember to make the main thing the main thing. And I was like, well, that's fun to say, but he goes, no. If you don't make the main thing the main thing, none of the other stuff that's not the main thing but matter, they don't get to be a thing. And so not that I never wasn't fully focused on doing the show, but it was like, I would be pretty tired doing 8 things. But he was like, yeah, I know you're doing this TV show with me, but if you don't make the main thing, you can't do this. So make that thing the main thing all the time. That was like 6-7 years ago. So make the main thing is a good one. I don't want to name drop. Deion Sanders, go ahead.
What instantly brightens your day when you think about it?
Oh, what goes on my right now? Arkansas winning at sports and me being there.
Mm.
Arkansas winning at sports is awesome, but my reaction is when I was in Iowa last year when we beat Kansas, because it was one of the most fun basketball games ever, NCAA tournament.
That was awesome.
Or football 2 years ago when we beat Texas and we stormed the field. Like that to me is like, I'm just in a state of, this is so much. It goes away quick because I'm like, oh no, what if we lose next week? But that's what brightens my day. Or like just laying on the ground with the dogs. That also is a day brightener.
When you think about it?
Yeah.
Okay.
What about you?
Coffee.
Good. All
like
good.
When I think about it, I get so excited for
all right,
that
next.
First cup.
What question are we on, by the way?
What this is for, okay, what go. Achievement are you most proud of?
Oh man, this is such a... superficial feeling, though, because I just go off instinct. And I would say writing two New York Times bestselling books, because that feels like I'm smarter than I am. Because it's like a prestigious
thing.
Sounds
like a big deal.
Or an honorary doctorate.
No. Ooh, that's a huge. Big.
But probably buying my mom a trailer, but that just doesn't sound as...
But that's a big
land
deal.
Land too, right?
Yeah, that's what I mean. So. Before my mom died, like I was able to buy her 2 acres and a trailer. Ah, still New York Times. That's pretty cool. Yeah, what about you?
I mean, I don't know, work-wise.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be work. That's why I felt so shallow picking a work thing, because really it's probably my mom, and because we didn't have any money, but so buying her a trailer and a couple acres of land. That's it. I would, if I had to pick one to give up, it wouldn't be that one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's see. Achievement, surviving 2021.
Amen.
Big deal. Amen.
Yeah, there you go.
All right,
that
go
was
ahead.
A lot happening that year. What's the most trouble you've ever found yourself in?
Being fined $1 million by the SEC.
That's a big one.
Yeah. I mean, probably should have got fired. Only didn't get fired because the show makes more money than that fine would have, you know. But yeah, getting fined $1 million by the FCC was tough. You? No trouble for you?
I don't know.
When you almost burned your house down because you had a party?
Well, yeah.
And it made the newspaper?
I mean, my mom was out of town. I had boys over, and it was a hot Texas day, and they threw a cigarette on our roof. And we had wooden shingles.
Classic.
Yeah. It was terrible. That was a lot. I got in a lot of trouble then.
Two left.
Let's see. What was your upbringing like?
Amazing. There you go.
Yeah, okay.
It couldn't have been better. I would say now I really can appreciate my upbringing because, yeah, we grew up poor and my mom was an addict and my dad was gone. But, man, I just wouldn't be able to be here if that all hadn't happened. I wouldn't wish that on any kid. But where I used to look at it as something that was, and I'd be very resentful of how I grew up, but people have grown up harder than I have. But I now look at it, I just wouldn't have any of this. I wouldn't have the wife that I have, the life that I have, the knife that I have without having that upbringing. So I can appreciate how hard it was now because of what I'm able to do because of it. So I would say I feel much better about it than I used to. I don't want anybody else to have to do that, go through that. What about you? What was yours like?
I guess mine was pretty average. I mean, knowing what you went through as a kid, it feels weird to say anything.
It's all relative, but...
You know, I felt like I had a really good life, but then I learned later, like, my parents were very emotionally unavailable.
Yeah, and they divorced, and that always sucks.
Yeah, but they were great people, great parents, but I realized they were sort of shut off in that way, and so I've learned how to not be shut off in that way, or I've been working on it. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize I was like that, but working on it.
That's good. One more question. Here we go.
Let's see. What do you need more of in your life?
Huh. I mean, I could go the easy routes of sleep and water because I have a sleep appointment today to get the results. But
are you low on water?
I live dehydrated.
So drink more water.
You've been carrying around that
jug, dude.
No, I do. I try to drink enough water. It's in my head.
Right.
I still don't think I am hydrated enough, but probably self-acceptance. I have a big problem with just accepting that regardless of what I do, it's good enough and it kind of doesn't matter. And not always in that order. Sometimes it does matter for a second, but it doesn't matter as much as I put the pressure on it to matter. And don't allow what's happened prior or what could happen coming up. Don't let that take away from what's happening today. I've only just gotten there. So I would say self-acceptance though, because the comparison, you start comparing yourself to people, you're always going to be miserable because you're never run out of unhealthy comparisons. If you try to compare, you're going to find somebody that's better than you and something you wish you were good at. So more self-acceptance. I'm trying to like pee with the bathroom door open a little more.
Oh, wow. That's acceptable.
So my wife, so she can see what she's married. All right, you?
Let's see. Like more concentration, more belief in myself. I think I go in and out of that, like knowing that I'm capable because I'll accomplish something and be like, wow, I did that. But I fight hard the narrative of like, you know, you're so stupid. Why would you do that? You can't do that. And I don't know why, because I would not encourage anybody else to think that way. And I think I go in and out of that type of thinking.
What do you think you need more of, Lunchbox?
Money.
Got it.
That's it.
Yeah, for sure. Money.
Eddie?
Time. Because when my day's over, I'm just like, now it's time to go to bed.
You have it,
boy.
Wish I had more time.
Let's put all seven of these questions up, because maybe you can use it in some kind of, you know, you and a friend can just sit down and have this talk.
Yeah.
I didn't know some of that even about you. We've been together every day for 7,400 years. Morgan, you put that up on our Facebook?
Yeah, I will.
All right, there you go. Thank you. Hey, thanks for your vulnerability, Amy.
No, thank you.
You're a real A-plus person. Hmm. And you know what? You are enough.
Thank you.
And Lunchbox, here's a dollar.
I'll take it.
Eddie, here's a watch.
It's no, I need
it's
more.
It's like
time,
the Wizard of Oz. I'm giving all you guys. I'm going to play you a famous sound from the 90s. All you have to do is name what it is. For example, now this is a commercial for something, and you have to name what the commercial is.
Mm-hmm. Hello, for $10,000, who
should... Alan Bull.
Excuse me?
Alan Bull.
I'm sorry, maybe next time.
So that would be the Got Milk commercial. Because the guy worked in the library that was like Aaron Burr, Hamilton.
Hopefully they're going to be easier than that.
And he called the radio.
Yeah.
That's you remember
easy.
That one though?
No.
Man, that was such a good commercial.
So what was that a commercial for? Just milk?
Got Milk. Because you need him, he needed milk to swallow the cookie.
Yeah.
And that's also how I think I learned the Hamilton, Aaron Burr, like that part of history.
Yeah.
Was that commercial.
Aaron Burr shooting Alexander Hamilton.
Hey, let's go over to 2. Hey, 2 in Texas, are you there?
Yes.
Is your name like the number 2?
Yes, it is, but it's spelled T-E-W.
And what is that named after? Like, why? What's that from?
I don't know, man. My mom, she smoked weed when I was a kid.
I'm with you. All right, so.
I'm the third child.
Oh, you're like the second child.
That makes no sense.
That's funny.
Okay.
I love it. 2's on the phone, and 2's going to pick either Amy, Lunchbox, or Eddie. We're playing a name the famous sound from the 90s. If they win, you win. 2, who would you like to represent you?
Amy.
Okay, Amy's representing 2.
Okay.
All right, thank you very much. Here we go. It's named that classic sound, but it's 90s all today. Here we go. Everybody write your answer down. Number 1. Want to hear it one more time? Everybody good?
Is that a...
I'm in.
Oh, you don't ask questions because I don't answer it.
I know.
I know.
Amy, you got it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, I guess that's it. I don't know.
There will be 5 of these. All right, let's go over to Amy, who's representing 2. Amy?
AOL dial-up?
Lunchbox?
I have AOL dial-up internet.
Eddie?
AOL. So that's what I have.
I'm gonna give it to you, all 3. So dial-up, AOL. Okay. That I'll take them both. Okay.
What did you? I mean, I was just worried. I didn't know.
You got it. Everybody got
okay,
it.
Okay. That's
all right. Next up, name the sound from the 90s.
I'm in.
I'm in for the win.
Amy.
Beavis and Butthead.
Beavis and Butthead. The Great Carnotio.
Beavis and Butthead.
Correct. 2, 2, 2. And 2's on the phone. Everybody's got 2 and 2.
Wow.
Look at that.
Let's go. All right, next up.
Yum. Hungry. Yum. Again.
What?
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 Would you like to hear it one more time?
Yeah.
Like 100 more times.
Yum. Hungry. Yum.
Oh, somebody's scratching something out.
Okay.
I'm actually going to play it once more, but when it's over, I'm going to you for answers. This is your timer. Go.
Yum. Hungry. Yum. Again.
That's freaking
right,
me out,
time's
man.
Up. Let's go over to Amy. Amy, what do you have?
A Roadrunner doll that's hungry.
Okay, that is
a little
quite
string.
Specific, but that is not right.
Oh.
Lunchbox?
I heard I'm hungry, so I put E.T.
No. Eddie?
I wrote down pool string toy.
No, I'm not going to give you that, but it's too generic, but it's a Furby.
That's, yeah.
Is it a demonic Furby? Like, what was that?
That Furby has been... Satan has taken over, obviously. And it's hungry. Yeah. It's a Furby.
Wow.
All right, next one up. Go ahead. I'm going to play it one more time. That is a sound from the 90s. This one's pretty hard. Got to separate the girls from the women here. Men from the Boys. I'll also give you a hint on this one. For me, I did have this, but only because I did something I've never done in my life. That's your hint.
What?
I had the sound here, but it was only because I did something that I've never done before in my life.
You gonna play it again?
Yep. Today's Tom Sawyer and me.
Rush.
Yeah.
Dang, what is that?
You had it?
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't have been able to have it, but I did something I've never done in my whole life.
I'm in.
You have 3 seconds?
I'm in.
Amy?
Atari.
Atari, no. Lunchbox.
THX, that movie thing.
Oh, that's a good guess because it does kind of seem like that. That's not it, but I like it. Eddie?
Starting up a Game Boy.
No, also a good guess. You all were in the right part. PlayStation 1. I took out a student loan to buy clothes on a PlayStation. The only loan ever took out like that.
Oh, see, so close.
I thought PlayStation was 2000.
PlayStation 1. Okay.
I know. That's where I messed up.
All right, here we go. Let's do this. So if somebody gets this and no other two don't, it's over.
Okay.
Next one.
The Fresh Maker.
In for the win.
You sure?
Yeah, 100%. I know you got it too.
No, I don't.
We don't need to play it again.
One more time, Ray.
The Fresh Maker.
Oh, Amy's struggling over there. She's got two on the line. Eddie, are you in?
I'm in.
I'm going to go to you first since you were the last one.
I'm in.
Go, Eddie.
Mentos.
Lunchbox?
It's Mentos.
Amy?
Mentos.
Yeah, good.
Oh, thank goodness.
Right. We're going to keep going. If you miss it, you're out. And hit it. One more time.
Okay, I'm in.
Oh, man.
You want more lunch?
No, I mean, I get it. It's not going to change. I just don't know what brand that is.
Right.
So I guess I'm written down.
He's written down, and you go first. It's your last one in. Go ahead.
Nokia.
Amy?
Nokia.
Eddie?
Nokia.
All three of you are right.
Okay.
Wow. Yes.
Because I had
Nokia's classic ringtone. I don't know that I would have gotten that. Great job, guys.
Thank you.
Wow. Okay. Oh, okay.
I like that.
We're at sudden death here. Buzz in with your name.
Wow.
This is sudden death. Buzz in with your name as soon as you know it. Go.
Buzz
for the win. Seinfeld's correct. Winner! 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 Winner!
Oh! Woo!
Dang. Sorry, too.
Hey, let's put two back on for a second. Hey, two, are you there?
I'm here, man.
Okay, you didn't win. Hold on. I don't want you to get sad.
Oh, two!
And I wouldn't do this, but...
How do you like me now?
Hey, hush.
Okay.
I wouldn't do this, but because I like two, and I think his name's awesome, we're going to give him a shot when we do game number two later this morning.
Oh, okay.
Two for two.
Game number two for two.
First of all, Lunchbox is the big champion. Don't forget, right here. Woo! Big champion right here. There he is.
Woo!
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind.
Okay, so, two, can you stay on and we'll play another round and we'll give you another chance to win, or you can check out at one?
Oh, I can do either one, man. Either one.
No.
You pick two.
No, two. He wants you to say two.
Two. Say two because we'd like to play the game again and I have X more.
We're going to
tell you! Here's a voicemail we got last night.
Hey, Bobby, I have a question for the show. I'm currently watching Love is Blind like everyone else in the world right now. And I'm curious, I have two questions. One, if everyone on the show had to go on a dating show, which show would they pick and why? And two, would Morgan or Amy ever consider going on a dating show? Because maybe they should give it a shot.
That would be hilariously awesome. Mm-hmm. First of all, I watched Love is Blind season one. I liked it. It was a pandemic show a bit.
Oh, yeah.
But not a big reality TV guy. Not that show's not good or not. I don't know. I just haven't jumped back into it. So I'm not watching that. If I had to go on one, I'd go on a show called My Wife's the Best. And that's all I would do is just say nice stuff about her.
You'd win that one.
For sure. You guys think I'm going to answer that? You're out of your mind.
You wouldn't
just say hypothetically.
It's a hypothetical.
Hypothetically, just don't want to deal with it in case it says I'm wrong. But back in the day, I thought I'd be fine to go on The Bachelor.
Yeah.
And I went through that process and did, and then it ended up being they own you. And I just like, I can't do that. They like own everything about you for a long time. Yeah, I'm done on that conversation. But if Amy and Morgan wanted to go on the show, that'd be hilarious. Morgan, what would you go on?
I don't know. I don't watch that much reality TV, but maybe The Bachelor.
You'd go on The Bachelor? Be one of the girls?
I mean, that's like the longest standing one, right?
But yeah. Go on Love Island or something like that where they get spicy.
I mean, I could do Love is Blind, though. I feel like that'd be a fun experiment.
The girl that were just killing because she was like, I look like Kim Kardashian. Did you guys see her?
No.
Yes.
And she did kind of have the feature. It was Megan Fox.
Megan Fox.
Okay, those two look the same to me. So yes, it was Megan Fox.
They sort of do.
Yeah, she was like, I look like Megan Fox, and people were just, I mean, they were roasting her hard, and she, to most people, I don't think she had all the attractiveness of Megan Fox, but she still looked like her a lot, and I thought it was pretty unfair. Her name was Chelsea Blackwell, but yeah, Love Is Blind would be fun.
Yeah,
I would go like, I look like Denzel Washington and then let him be surprised.
Big difference.
He doesn't look like Megan Fox.
No.
I guess I would just go ahead and jump to being the Bachelorette.
Yeah, that's a tough jump, though.
Why?
Because you have to do the Bachelor to be the Bachelorette.
Oh, really?
You do?
99% of the time.
But you know what? This hyped that. So there you go.
Yeah, this is all made up anyway.
Or you could for sure win if you went on the Golden Bachelor. That old dude, you'd be the young...
What's the age?
Yeah, I don't think she qualifies for that.
Who cares? She'd be the youngest by far. She'd dominate.
Yeah, you would.
It'd be like her and she'd be 20 years younger than the other people on the show. She'd be the hot mama. Go on that and then win and then turn that into it.
Okay.
That'd be good.
What were the... Now I'm curious what the ages were for the
60
golden.
To 75.
Sorry.
But you're 41?
Thank you. About to turn 43.
Whatever. You're still way younger.
Mm-hmm.
You win.
Yeah.
Do they do like midlife crisis bachelor or something?
I think that's all the women on there.
No, this is end of life crisis.
Oh. Golden?
Golden crisis, yes. Okay, thank you for that question. Let's see. Give me number two, Ray.
Okay, so I have Morgan Courtney for Amy. Okay, are you ready? Why did all the elephants get kicked out of the swimming pool? Why? Because they kept trying to take their trunks off.
Wow.
It's funny because they thought it was funny.
Yeah. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Travis Kelce spent $16,000 on Taylor Swift for Valentine's Day. You want the rundown?
Not really, but I also saw where Taylor told Travis that he can't wear shirts anymore with like strip clubs on him. That's what he was doing.
I thought she said he couldn't go to those.
Both.
Yeah, because he had a shirt on.
And not going to work.
Why did he wear those?
That's just who he is.
Oh.
And then also there was another, he's like guarding his public image.
It's starting to crumble, guys. It's starting to crumble.
That's why he spent $16,000.
The reality is, it's not really that good.
And she gave him $500,000 to upgrade his wardrobe, according to the same source. This is people who knows what they know.
They know a lot of things.
But she has banned him from going to strip club. When you're banning somebody to do anything.
Right.
I thought every, girlfriend-wife banned.
No.
I thought that was normal.
Not every, but I mean,
banned.
So which girlfriend says go to one?
No, but it's like...
My wife.
There's a difference in saying... Because if you do go and saying, hey, I'd prefer you not go, or...
You're forbidden.
But maybe that's how
banned,
it was said.
Like, you're a child. Maybe I'm going to ban you.
It's if you go... Then we're done.
She's trying to help him evolve to his new level of fame.
Okay.
Dude, that's bad news.
And $500,000 to upgrade clothes. I mean, he's got money. But if mommy's giving you money, your allowance.
Take it.
That's trouble. Okay, quickly, what did he spend?
$7,000 on roses.
It'd be funny if he'd have spent the $500,000, that money on Valentine's Day.
$1,000 on a Dior barrette for her hair. A $5,000 Bottega bag. $1,000 on a straw hat that's Celine, and then a Hermes or whatever you say scarf for $1,000.
Wow.
Jeez. Tough to buy somebody something that has everything.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, Travis Kelce.
Yeah.
But he's going to be famous after they break up anyway because of this. Like, this is going to. But the sad thing is, he's going to be like old and retired another couple of years. I don't know. He just better not screw up, because when those songs come out, they're going to eat him alive.
Oh, no.
I know. All right, what else?
Okay, so have you heard of the zombie deer disease?
I had it for a couple years.
Whoa.
Yeah, it was all around my private.
Well, they're saying they're calling them walking deer, like walking dead, but It's like deer, elk, moose, reindeer, caribou. They drool, appear lethargic, they're emaciated, and also seem to have a blank stare, which that's what brought on the zombie name. And researchers are alarmed by the fact that the illness is jumping to other species, even humans.
I.e. me and my privates. I would say, though,
steer clear.
It's like a deer flu.
Sounds like rabies.
They're really sick. Yeah, they're really sick. It would lead you to believe they died and came back to life.
Yeah.
But that's not the case.
That's a zombie.
Yes. Well, it's really called chronic wasting disease.
Mm-hmm.
Not
I have that on Sunday sometimes.
Zombie.
Football's happening.
Disease.
All right, what else?
Okay, so if you're a fan of Yellowstone and reality TV, Peacock has come out with a show called The McBee Dynasty, Real American Cowboys.
The what dynasty?
McBee. Is this their last name?
Oh, it's
about a real
family.
Real-life ranch family.
Got it.
They live in rural Missouri, and their business is at risk of financial ruin.
Oh, you're watching their life. It's not like a competition reality show.
No, but they're also trying to expand their sibling drama between the brothers who all want to take control of the ranch when their father passes or whatever.
Sounds a little too forced to me.
Yeah, well, it's coming. It's premiering Monday, March 11th. And they say, quote, it's a roller coaster ride of ambition and betrayal.
Oh, man.
Show's not for me unless they say, hey, will you do spots for it? And I'll be like, yeah, sure will. And I love it. Be sure to watch it on Peacock coming up. All right, is that it?
All right, Amy, that's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Cindy had just got done visiting her son. She was flying back to Florida, and she was in the Atlanta airport. She had just had a torn ACL, and she had fallen that morning, so her knee was really sore. And she's lugging her heavy bag across the airport, limping and struggling. And then all of a sudden, this angel, Michael, walks up and says, ma'am, can I help you with your bag? She's like, no, I'm okay. He goes, no, ma'am, I insist. Let me carry your bag to your gate. And he walked with her for an hour while she struggled.
Where was her gate?
The Atlanta airport is huge.
Yeah,
huge.
I know, but an hour?
It is. She's got a torn ACL. She had a fall that morning. She's limping. I mean, can't get her a wheelchair. That's what
exactly.
I
was thinking. A lot of things. Or, yeah.
Or
the
beep, beep,
the car.
But no. But Michael walked.
He didn't miss his flight?
I mean, how are they getting to the airport,
what
Michael?
Was the Michael?
Michael?
Isn't Michael a real angel?
Yeah.
Whoa.
What if it was?
Played by John Travolta.
Whoa.
Wow. Okay, go ahead.
So he spends an hour with her, gets her to the gate, and she's just like, thank you so much. Like, that's amazing. And then she told the story to her son, and he took to social media and said, hey, I want to find this guy. And found the guy, gave him tickets to an LSU baseball game. They met up, and that way the mom could thank him in person.
That's awesome.
Love that.
An hour. Who was this guy?
His name is Michael Wright from Lafayette, Louisiana. He probably listens.
Michael Wright, you're an angel.
He's like, I know.
All right.
And I forgot to tell you this. Okay. To get her early boarding, he went up to the gate and said, hey, my mom, she's hurt.
Not he really lied. His mom. Lied for her?
He lied for her.
White lie, an angel.
Wow, for sure.
There you go. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use. But now with automatic deals, here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early, so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.